This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and got a different show lined up for you today that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. I have a guest in the studio visiting New Zealand from New Caledonia, Mr. Jean-Luc Leroux. Welcome to New Zealand, Jean.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for hosting me today. It's really nice. I love it. Really.
Oh, well, we're going to play a couple of tracks of some classic bluegrass. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to talk to you about what you're doing musically and your new album and just why you're playing bluegrass so far away from North Carolina. Just like me. It's nice to find someone else who isn't from North Carolina who plays bluegrass music. So we'll talk all about that a little bit later in the show. Meanwhile, let's hear from real classic bluegrass man Curly Sackler. When he was with the Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys show, he used to do a song with them called the old Salty Dog Blues. Oh. And this one, he's singing, he's got the Shenandoah Cut-Ups backing him.
I have a joke, little story about that, because I was invited to the 89th birthday of Curly's Curly Settle there in Nashville. It was during an IBMA period, you know, festival, and I was invited there. And the first time, I have to thank him because, well, RIP this guy. But the first time I met Roland White, and it was my idol. And I met Roland White as Curly Settle. Birthday party. So
fantastic. Oh, really nice. Well, you'll enjoy this version of the old Salty Dog Blues. It goes like this.
Let me be your salt dog.
Well, that's some classic bluegrass from Curly Sackler there. We're going to hear from another band whose music I really enjoy and have featured many times on this show, the Nashville Bluegrass Band. And here they are doing a song from the 20-year blues album called The Traveling Railroad Man Blues. The Nashville Bluegrass Band with the Traveling Man. Well, Jean-Luc, it's great to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Paul.
We're going to hear some music from your new album, but I'd like to ask you a few questions first. How on earth did a young man in Paris in the late 1960s ever start playing mandolin?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a long story because, you know, I was having to finish my study in France, and then I was at the university, and in front of the university we had a music store there with international music in part of this store, and especially American music. And I was standing in front of the stand where all these LPs were, and I saw an LP, a red one, with four guys on the jacket, one with all with Stetsons and boots, and one mandolin, one guitar, one banjo, and one double bass. And I said, well, what is that? And I was already playing folk music, you know, playing people like Tom Paxton or Pete Seeger, Al Guthrie, all these guys, Woody Guthrie, and so. And I was already introduced in the American music, but I said, what is this? And the guy said, you want to listen? I said, yes, it's... after 20 seconds of listening, you know, I say, okay, I take this one.
Yes.
And but I will take this one too, this one, this one. So I went out of the store with 10 LPs under my arms.
Well.
And these LPs were the LP of the Country Gentleman playing at Roanoke.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And, well, I fell in love with bluegrass in this store.
Yes.
And 1 month after, I bought a mandolin.
Yes.
And 2 months after we had our first show.
Wow. You found other musicians nearby that could play the music.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, because I converted some of them in bluegrass. You know? I made them listen to the LPs and they say, what the it is. So yeah. And so, well, so this one took the guitar, this one took the, and say, so what's left for me? Mandolin? All right, let's go mandolin. So that's what I did. So, you know.
You've learned to play mandolin to a very high standard, and we're going to hear that from both your recordings and just as we get into the talk. So you had a bluegrass band that was in Paris, wasn't it?
Yeah, Paris, France. Yes.
What sort of places did you play?
We would play in solo venues, theater, and we had some place called MGC. That's called that's House for the Youngness and Culture. You know, so we have all of these things all around the France. You know, we had about, I would say, perhaps 2,000 or 3,000. Of this little theater made for culture and youngness.
Yes.
And then we have a network with this. Yes. And we played all over France with this kind of thing. So, and then sometimes we didn't play so much in the bars or restaurants, but just little theater on some event, you know, some lot of things in the horses place, you know, people, you know, the cowboy's hat and so, like, you know, this little cliche. When you say bluegrass, you assimilate bluegrass to cowboys. That's the wrong things to do, but it is mostly that people do in France. So, but anyway, it gave us opportunities to play.
And the audiences all delighted in your music?
Pretty enthusiastic, yes.
Yes,
because they never heard that before. And they're asking, what is this, banjo, mandolin? What is mandolin? What is this?
So yes.
Never heard of that. So pretty enthusiastic, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. So at what point did you decide that you would visit the USA and sort of get in amongst the bluegrass music?
Well, we made a lot of cover for years and years, and then I came back in New Caledonia in 1995. But I was already visiting America before, but not for this purpose. And one day I say, okay, stop the covers, Jean-Luc. I'm going to play my music.
Yes.
And I started to... to compose, really, and then a new era started for me. But perhaps we can talk of it a little bit later, because it's a very, very, very long story, and I don't want to take a hold on the music. So it's
okay. Well, I have your new CD, and you've produced lots and lots of CDs. Mm-hmm. I know that. Called Country Music Time, and it's got a track on it called Just in Time.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that before we play it.
Yeah, all right. So it's a song. We were in North Carolina, and we had to make a show with a couple of friends there. But we were missing one song, so they knew that I was composing. They say, Jean-Luc, can you make a song, fast one, just before we play? We need one more song. I say, I say, yeah. And so, okay, so I said, and in 2 minutes, I found these songs like that. It happened to my mind like that. I didn't have to seek for it. And so we played it. Okay, so in 10 minutes, we found the chords and everything. And finally, we played it. And the guy said, the leader of the band said, well, we have to give a name to this song. I say, yeah, yeah, a name. So but we made it in time. Just, okay, let's go just in time. That's it.
So, just that's a great story. I love that story. Okay, we're set up to hear Just in Time. And here it comes. It's an instrumental by Jean-Luc Leroux. And it sounds like this. Just in time, but we're hearing a little bit of disturbance on the track there. You can still hear the music pretty good, but we'll sort that out and find out just where that's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing at present in New Caledonia with your music, Jean-Luc?
Well, actually, I was a little bit on pause this last month because after a lot of very dense and intense music activity, I needed to make a pause. And now I have a band there with whom I am making kind of bluegrass and acoustic American music again, some of my composition too. And we have one guitar, one mandolin, one fiddle, and one double bass. And we mix my own songs with a couple of covers, well, not really covers, but traditional bluegrass music songs. And, so we turn in New Caledonia. And otherwise, I am already working on a new album. I decided not to, but finally, I was missing this. So I'm working on a new album right now. And perhaps I send you a couple of songs, and I know that we could put your magical banjo.
That might be good fun. The banjo might not be as magical as you remember it, but we'll see what we can do.
We will make it magical.
Yes. So where do you play? If any listeners are going to New Caledonia, can they go somewhere to see you play?
Oh, yeah. We play in most of the bars around the beach. and theater and festivals and on fair. We have a lot of fair there for, you know, for the cows and the stocks and all the local products we have. Yes, and then there is about 6 or 7 fair a year. And so the last one we played was called Burai Fair. And we had a show of 1 hour there, pretty successful too.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Say, yeah. And yeah, well, that's all, yeah. And well, after, I don't play only in New Caledonia, but when I am there, it's what I do.
Yes. Oh, let's tell you, let's hear another track from your album.
Yeah.
Which track should we do, When the Night is Falling?
Yeah, When the Night is Falling. I hate two things in my life. I hate the evenings when the night is falling, and I hate the Mondays. Don't ask me why, I don't know. Mondays were always a hell for me. So yesterday it was Monday, you know. So,
yes.
Wow. And I don't like evenings. I don't like to see the nights falling. It gives me the blues. I don't feel comfortable. I feel sad. It's kind of. And so this song is about what I'm thinking when the night is falling. So, yeah.
Okay. When the Night is Falling, from the album Country Music Time, from Jean-Luc Leroux, who is in the studio with me for Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's have a listen.
Night is falling on, the daylight is getting by, the shadows of my mind I rising up high in the sky. Did I drawing my feet on my hopes for the future? I'm not sure it will make it, this world is not yet mature. Our children will struggle to have a decent life. We will have to be careful to prepare them for the fight. No more freedom or liberty will come after that. That's the right to obey or they'll be tracked like a rat. When the night is falling on, the daylight is getting by, the shadows of my mind I rising up high in the sky. The time is getting slow, everything is slowing down when I look by the window. No more rainbow, no more life, no more hopeful sign of joy. The world is getting bad, these men have lost their toy. More and more people are suffering, they don't have time enough to take advantage of life, too busy with the bad staff. When the night is done and when the darkness is low, I've lost control of my soul and I will wait for tomorrow. Rising up, the raise up the surprise. I know moving money would hurt. All these nightmares on fields are all blown away in the breeze. I can hear my sweetheart calling me in the rustling of the trees. She should be no sleeping by a thousand miles from here, having also some bad dreams, trying to control her fear. She will surely aspire to end this long and creepy night. To wait for the sunrise, I'm sure she will be alright. Though the night has gone away, the sun is rising up. The rays of the sunrise are no moving mind would hurt.
When the night is falling. A question occurred to me during that song. Do you write some songs in English and some in French?
Yep.
So do you ever, a song that you've written in English, would you ever sing in French?
No. No, I say, no, it's I write it direct in English. I don't make any translation. I try to make it like it was my native one. It's yes. Not, but I am. I don't want to make a song and translate it. I want to make it direct in the language.
Yes.
I want to do. Yeah.
Is it easier to write songs in French than it is in English?
Sure. Yeah. My native language is French, so of course it's easier for me. But I had a lot of requests in USA. So, okay, what you do is nice, you know, John. Your music is pretty fancy, but I would like to understand what you say. So I say, all right, message. I got the message. So I decided to write a couple of songs in English. Not all of them, but a couple of ones.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So when you were playing bluegrass music in the early days, and you probably did like we did and copy the bands.
Yep.
Right. Did you ever translate any of the songs into French?
No. No, I keep them in English like that. And no, I didn't want to make something under that against nature. It's you know, the song is what it is. If you say Salty yes. Dog, Salty Dog is in English, period.
Yeah.
You see, translation, I think to translate it won't make any sense to me because you will do something wrong surely because it won't rhyme anymore. And if you want to make it rhyme, you will have to change the meanings of the song. I think it's not nice to do that. Well, it's just my point of view, you know.
That's one of the advantages of instrumental music too, is an international language.
Correct.
I know when Hamilton County Bluegrass Band first went to the USA, we were there at the same time as a Bluegrass 45, which was a Japanese band.
Yep.
And we did some picking with them. And it was really interesting because we were very good at understanding Japanese. We didn't know any Japanese and they spoke a bit of English and that sort of thing. But they actually had a Chinese fiddle player who they didn't understand. And so the language is really, really mixed up there. And yet the music all came out like bluegrass music.
I see what you mean. But the other side of the thing is that when you meet with people with a bluegrass family, at least we are all on the same page when we play a song that this song with these lyrics and this music and these chords, and at least we play the same thing and we are on the same page. That's what bluegrass family is, that wherever in the world you are, you can play with anybody because you will play the same thing. It's that's a
very, very international music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenworth. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And today on the show, I'm speaking with Jean-Luc Leroux from New Caledonia, and a Frenchman who's been playing mandolin most of his musical life and playing guitar, writing songs, playing bluegrass music. And it's nice to spend time with another person who's remote from the USA bluegrass scene and turning the music into our own music, mm-hmm. which is really good fun to do.
Right, thank you.
Yeah, that's really really nice to do. We've been playing a couple of tracks from his new album. Do you want to choose one from one of your older albums?
Yeah, let's see.
Well, we've had a brief discussion in the studio and we've selected a song from the Caledonian Traveller CD, and it's called Joli Môme. And Jean-Luc is going to tell you about it.
Yeah, Joli Môme, in English it means a pretty girl. I didn't write these songs. It's a guy, French guy called Léo Ferré, who's a very well-known singer-composer from the 70s. And it's an old timey song, but I love the harmony, the progression of the harmony in it, and I love the way it was written, and I love the lyrics of it. So I decided to make a transposition of this music in a bluegrass style.
Fantastic!
I recorded this in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and with a bunch of incredible player there, and especially the bass player, so Dickie Jefferson, I think, I don't remember really. Yes, Dickie Jefferson, and this guy was an amazing bass player, and you will see that the style is a little bit gypsy, but I wanted to keep it in bluegrass anyway. So, well, let's see what it sounds like.
Joli Môme,
pretty girl.
T'es toute nue sous ton pull, y'a la rue qui est ma boule, joli môme. T'as ton cœur à ton cou et le bonheur par en dessous, joli môme. T'as le rimmel qui fout le con, c'est le dégel des amants, joli môme. La prairie ça sent bon, fais-en don aux amis, joli môme. T'es qu'une fleur du printemps qui se fout de l'heure et du temps. T'es qu'une rose éclatée que l'on pose à côté, joli môme. T'es qu'un brin de soleil dans le chagrin du réveil. T'es qu'un vent qu'on éteint comme un lampe au matin, joli môme. Tes baisers sont pointus comme un accent aigu, joli môme. Tes dessins sont du jour à la coque à l'amour, joli môme. Tes barrières de foufou faussent la ferme et c'est fou, joli môme. Ta violette c'est le violon qu'on violente et c'est bon, joli môme. T'es qu'une fleur de passe-temps qui se fout de l'heure et du temps. T'es qu'une étoile d'amour qu'on étoile au beau jour, joli môme. T'es qu'un point sur les i, le chagrin de la vie. T'es qu'un écho de la vie qu'on arrose, qu'on oublie, joli môme. Une paire de mirettes au poker des conquêtes, joli môme. T'as qu'un rime au bonheur, faut que ça rime, faut que ça pleure, joli môme. T'as qu'une source au milieu qui éclabousse du bon Dieu, joli môme. T'as qu'un porte en voile blanc que l'on pousse en chantant, joli môme.
Dès qu'une pauvre petite fleur, non guimauve et qui meurt, dès qu'une femme a repassé, quand son âme est froissée, guimauve. Dès qu'une feuille de l'automne, dont les feuilles monotones, dès qu'une voix en allée, viens chez moi la retourner, guimauve. T'es toute nue sous ton pull, y'a la rue qui m'avoue, je lui mourne.
That's a great tune. Yet we have to remind ourselves sometime that bluegrass music is all about tunes being borrowed from other genres. I mean, yep. The early music that Bill Monroe played came from his background, the old tunes that he knew.
Yes.
Gospel music comes from the music that they knew in church. And, of course, it's done differently from what they did in those days.
That's correct.
Country gentlemen borrowed music from everywhere, and especially the
it was the folk music.
Of the day, yes. So it's a music that has a variety of sources from outside the music.
Absolutely.
That sounds great as a bluegrass tune.
I think
it's really good. There's a little bit of Hot Club of France in there with the picking and bluegrass and everything and a nice melody. It sounds great.
And the thing is that I got a phone call. I got several phone calls when this CD was released, and especially from the producer of these songs in the 70s. And he told me that for him it was the best cover of every covers of the song. And so I was very touched with this because, I remember having the tears coming up, popping up,
fantastic.
And I say, wow, okay, thank you. And this, and I feel it was very sincere because he didn't know me before. And just he found out my phone number and called me, so to say.
Wow, that is really neat. Did you change the rhythm of it? Did you put it to a fast beat?
Yeah. I swinged it a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, I made it more groovy because it was something more romantic, Da, 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 da.
Yeah, right.
So, and I made it. I made it groove like that. The same, it popped in my mind like that. Say, this one, pop. And finally, we made it fast.
I like the concept of having a tune that you think will make a nice bluegrass tune. And going back, I describe it as going back to the piece of paper it's written on.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to the piece of paper and knowing the tune in your head, what you want to do, and then starting from the piece of paper with the words written out and the tune in your head, and then arranging it from that.
Yeah.
And I don't like the situations where you try and capture the licks that the rock band put in or something like that. I like making it into a bluegrass song from the beginnings.
Mm-hmm. I had a project, but I let it down because it was too much complicated for the copyrights. I wanted to take all French songs from the 40s and 50s and to bring them back in bluegrass style. So I had the project is ready, the songs are recorded, everything is ready. But I'm not allowed to release it because all these copyright companies, all these, what you say, the majors know that, I hate them. But anyway, sorry for that. It's okay. It's what I think, I'm honest at least. And they never wanted me to release these things. So I'm pretty upset because I spent time on this. But, there is nice songs, old songs you can bring back, bring in bluegrass style, and you can make a good job with this. And, it's okay. It's past. So,
You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and Paul Trendworth, that's me, talking to Jean-Luc Leroux. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand. It's a big music store. They've got a big range of guitars and banjos, and I'm not sure how many mandolins I've got. They'll have a few for sure, mandolins and drums and keyboards and accessories and music and very helpful. very helpful people, staff, the music department at Shearer's. So they've been operating for 60 years and doing a great job of helping musicians in Hamilton, New Zealand.
It's a long time, 60 years.
60 years. I got my first banjo, a Framus banjo, at Shearer's Music.
Just a long neck one?
No, just a regular neck
regular
one.
Neck. Yeah. Because Pete Seeger has a long neck one.
Yes, that's right. I know that banjo, and there are a couple of long neck Framuses around New Zealand, I know that I've seen. But they were the banjo that you could buy, and that was at Shearer's Music Works way back in 1966. I got that banjo. Yeah. So they're doing a great job of sponsoring the music.
It was yesterday.
Big long yesterday. Oh, that's a great tune. Okay, right, Jean-Luc, I've got the Mandology. Mandology, is that how you say it?
Mandology, yes.
Mandology album here, which you've got a lineup of the musicians playing with you on the front cover. Also got a picture of you holding your nice Gibson mandolin.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of a story about that mandolin, isn't it?
Well, I bought this mandolin in the 2000, and it was at the Gibson factory in Nashville just before the flooding. And the big flooding there, and these things disappeared after with a couple of old stores in this area. Mm. And then, yes, and the guy who bought me this mandolin, the seller, was, I forgot his name, the guy from the Grascals.
Danny Roberts, is it?
Danny Roberts, yes, from the mandolin player from the Grascals.
Yes.
And, he sold me this mandolin and advised me to take it. And, of course, it was a good
choice. It's a lovely mandolin. Yes. Anyway, there's a song here called Croquette Dance.
Yeah, Croquette Dance. Croquette in French is pet food. It means pet food. And then my doggy, when I was playing these songs, was dancing like crazy, you know. He was dancing and he was japping and barking, happy and so. And so, the same when he was having his food. So I say, okay, let's call this song Croquette Dance. And there is an incredible team on this
yes.
tune, you know, incredible one. We have Rob Ikes on dobro.
Yes. Mm-hmm,
already. Wow. We have Mike Burb on bass.
Yes.
Boo. We have, who else? We have the banjo player, Richard Bailey.
Richard Bailey, yeah.
On banjo, who is the guy from the Steel Drivers. He's an incredible player. And, and this guy, this fiddle player is incredible one. Also, he plays a couple of bands, but he's an amazing guy. And Jean Van Cleef, and his wife is speaking French. He's a French teacher.
Oh, well, that's
yeah, and Jean Van Cleef. So all these guys made an incredible job because when I went in the studio, they were all here. We played that live, you know. And I give them the charts. And they read the charts. We played it once just to warm up. And then we record it straight on.
Wow.
And look at that.
Yes. Well, here, Croquette Dance sounds like this. can see why your dog danced to that tune. I think just about anybody would dance. I tell you what, and I don't think I've said this on the show before, the band sounded like they loved playing that tune.
I guess they were, yeah.
Sure. And it's just that's occurred funny. To me, I mean, I play lots of instrumentals from all different bands, and they're fine musicians, you know, fine. The band sounded like they had a ball on that tune.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot of fun, you know, sure. Yeah. And no crispation, everything went fine. I was just amazed by these musicians because, well, we are friends now, but at this period we were just discovering each of us, and I was a little bit in the expectation, you know, and I was amazed. I was playing and looking at them all, say, oh, all these guys got it. It's not possible. How do they do that?
So, yes.
You know, and it was just, for me, it was heaven, you know.
Yeah. That, I mean, that bass riff that Mike Bob was.
Oh, Bobby was, that was incredible.
That just rocked.
He was grooving it, you know, man. Yeah. He was skinning it, seriously.
Yeah.
All of them, I would say. So you heard I made a little bit of re-recording on the mandolin. I made a second mandolin voice, yes.
Yes,
so it's a re-recording.
Okay.
Yeah, the second voice on mandolin was not live, of course. I had only two hands.
Yes, and who did the dog barking?
I did it.
Yeah. You couldn't get your dog to appear on the album?
Well, I was recording in Nashville and my doggy was in New Caledonia, so it would be a very something pretty, you know,
What sort of dog is it?
It was a cross, something crossed with a couple of things, you know, so yeah.
Sort of neighborhood event.
Yeah, it was a call of griffin and tackle, and I don't know where the mother was going out, but something pretty weird happened.
She associated with a wide variety of
socialization somewhere.
you have a great deal of fun with your music. You've traveled a lot and you've met lots and lots of musicians, both in France and in New Zealand when you came out to the Kiwigrass Festival. But in the USA, you've traveled quite widely and made and found all sorts of opportunities to play music.
Yes. It was nice. You know, I have always with me my portable studio. And sometimes I'm always writing songs, I'm always doing something, so, and I have always my studio ready to record something. And when I find a good guy, somebody that I love the sound and so, I don't hesitate to ask him, don't you put your magical instrument on my tracks? And say, and mostly the time they say, yes, no problem. So we stop in a hotel room or under a tree or in a bathroom to get us, you know, these natural reverbs.
Yes.
And so, and we record like that, you know, just
right.
So I made a song, you don't have it, perhaps I have to give it to you. I made an album called On the Road, Songs on the Road. And all this album was recorded like that, wildly.
Wow.
Wildly, you know, and under a tree, on a bench of a park, in a bathroom, in a toilet room, in a hotel room, everywhere but a studio, you know. So
a lot of the early Stanley Brothers albums sounded like they were recorded in a toilet. They had there's lots of reverb.
Yeah, that's nice. You have a nice reverb in this kind of room, you know. So
that's good. And you obviously recording this was a studio recording, but you've got some fine players: Butch Robbins, Buddy Spiker, Jeff Scroggins.
Yeah, not on this song, but
But on other tracks.
Oh yeah,
Jean-Marie Redon.
Yeah, the album you have right in your hand called Mandology was awarded as the best album of the year, and the songs number one on this album was. I have made a video on it, and this video clip was also awarded. And all this CD is made of a compilation of most, I would say, important tune I wrote all during all these years. And it's a choice of 10 tune, instrumental tunes. Over a couple of more, of course, but I choose the most representative of my music. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do Brewski.
Oh yeah, Brewski. Yeah. So you know what a Brewski is? A Brewski in Texas is a beer.
Okay.
So it's the name they gave, the popular name they gave to a beer. And I wrote these songs when my ex girlfriend now used to drink a lot of beer, and I was not really a beer drinker, and but I got a couple these days, and then after all this thing, I wrote this one. I was totally out of the reality, and I played and wrote these songs. I composed it, and then I was looking again for a name for the title, and my ex girlfriend said, "Why don't you call it Brusky, man?" I said, "All right, let's Brusky. Do that."
Brusky, well, that's a good name. Yeah. Let's find it and play it for you. Okay, here comes the song Brusky. It's a great tune. And it bounces along. You got some other French musicians playing with you on that one.
Yeah, I got, let me see. I think it's the fiddle player is Aaron Till. It's not a French one. It's a Nashvillian one. He's a very good player. He played with, Aaron Till played with Asleep at the Wheel for a couple of years. Yes. So yeah, it's a very good one. Yeah, I had François Vola on guitar. He's a very fine guitar player. He's a friend of Aubry Haini, and he organized some bluegrass festival there. I have Jean-Marie Redon on banjo, yes. Who is a very fine and old banjo player too. He gave me the opportunity to make my first CD in the 80s, first LP, not CD, it was an LP, because I was supposed to play one song on this LP, and finally he hired me to play all the songs.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and Thierry Loyer on the dobro is also a guy, he's like a dinosaur of bluegrass there, because we start playing, it was in the 70s there. Wow. Thierry Loyer, a very, very good dobro player. And who else? Well, I think it's okay. So the bass player is Olville Grant. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's we can make also some good music, I hope, with French musicians. And but well, and I mean, whatever the nationality of people, if they love it, they can do a good job anyway. So, you know.
That's a nice way to sum up. We're getting close to the end of the show.
Already? Oh, it's too short.
You'll be listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with me, your host, Paul Trendworth, and Jean-Luc Leroux, here live in the studio in Hamilton, New Zealand, talking about bluegrass music and mm-hmm. how you can play it internationally. And we're doing a great job of it. I'd like to send out a big hello to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. Thank you very much for tuning in. Whatever time of the day or night this program comes to you, I hope that you enjoy my take on bluegrass music. All those people listening on the Access Radio stations in Canada, thank you very much for having me share my music with you people, and I hope you enjoy my take on bluegrass from down here in the Southern Hemisphere. People listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio and the other stations in the USA that also take this show, thank you very much for tuning in. And of course, there's lots of people coming there via podcasts, and I know that you enjoy it. We'll take it out with the tune. Oh, yes,
yeah, I would like to say something. Yes. So I would like to thank a lot your kindness with me. You are so nice with me. And to host me here in your show for me is kind of a honor. And I was not expecting to be so much put on a spot like that. So it's very nice for me. It's very valuing to have such a friend like you. All right, so I would like just to say a little hello to David Pennington in North Carolina, who is listening to this show, I know. Yeah.
Oh, it's great to know that he's listening, and he'll hear us talking together. Oh, hello, David. Thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. We've had a great time here, and we'll take it out with a little bit of a tune. We've only got a little bit of a tune. What's a song called, Jean-Luc?
It's called When the Spring Will Come Back, Quand le Printemps Reviendra. It's a song of hope, hoping that everything will be better tomorrow than today. And we had some rough time lately, and so it's a song of hope. Yeah.
That's a nice thought.
Le soleil chassera l'ogive. Le retour de ton sourire fera fondre les dernières congères qui nous séparaient encore.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.